Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ram.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
And here we are heralding in the month of October. This is an extremely powerful month. And I need to say, if you have not yet checked out our October revelations, go to our YouTube channel, which is simply Official Shri and Kira, and watch the October revelations. This is a month about the inward journey, yet it's about coming out. And I know that can sound kind of like an oxymoron, but it's about really honoring and anchoring everything. Because remember, guys, we have two amazing cosmic events in October. We have a full moon, full lunar eclipse coming up October 8th. And this is a game changer, guys. This is a big one. It's a really big one. And we have October 23rd, a solar eclipse. Now, that's a lot of energy in one month. And this energy that's coming forward this month is all about asking the question, and today's show, are you living a spiritual life or not? Because it's time to come out.
To come out means to accept what is so. You know, so often we have parts of ourselves that we deny, and that goes into what we call the shadow self. And then we also have the sense of who we are that we may not be willing to share with the public. It's like the difference between my private self and my public self.
And should there be?
And
see,
should there
that's
be?
That's what today's show is all about.
And certainly part of growing in authenticity, growing in empowerment is fewer secrets.
Uh-huh. And the reality, Shri, is that, you know, here's the question, guys. Ask yourself this. What happens when you simply live your truth and honor yourself as you do? Because that really is how we begin the miracle process. And of course, today's show is live. So remember, you can give us a buzz to join in the fun, to ask a question, get a mini soul reading at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And Shri, I'm really, you know, there's a part of me that as we navigate, as all of us amazing humans in form or formed humans having this incredible adventure, you know, as we're expanding more, as our world is doing more, let's face it, September, remember guys, September was all about that explosion, right? The explosion energy. And look what happened in September. Whereas October is bringing us into this inward journey, which is inviting us to be honest, to be integrous, to see the blessing and the joy of living your life as you, not some caricature that you think you're supposed to be. And this is really where the world of spirit comes forward in so many beautiful ways.
You know, many people believe that their spiritual life is something that's a part-time activity.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and I remember back in the days I was growing up is that was reserved for Sundays.
Well, depending on what kind of spirit you were engaging.
Yeah, well, and that on Sundays we were supposed to set aside worldly things and go to church and be good kids, you know, more good than before, more good than the other days. And that was my fundamental training. I'm sure I'm not alone in that. Whereas once one truly begins to awaken to the truth that all is energy and all is spirit in expression, how can you separate? How can you say there's one day?
Well, because you're absolutely mortified or you're not empowered into your truth, meaning that you feel that, well, I'm going to be judged, thereby you're judging yourself, or people aren't going to accept me, thereby you're not accepting yourself.
And so it's another face of fear.
Absolutely.
And this is truly what we're intending to inspire through our radio shows and through this moment right now is to remember you are safe being you. You have a right to be here. You are a divine being having your human experience. And some of those experiences are pretty wild and wonderful. And some of those experiences we'd rather just move through and move on.
Well, you know, that's so true. But the reality is when you finally come out, right? When you finally say, I'm going to relax into the gift of who I am. I'm going to relax into knowing who I am. When you give yourself that gift, when you finally just go, ah, here I am, you know, a whole host of other things come forward. And we like to talk a lot about your partners in pain, right? So who's a partner in pain? Chances are your best friend. Someone who likes to collaborate. Why your life should be less than.
You know, a partner in pain is really those persons or, one or more people that you gather with to commiserate, to complain a little, someone that'll listen to your victim consciousness and say, oh, you poor dear.
Right.
Oh, you poor dear. Oh, right. Not only that, let me tell you my story.
Well, and, you know, I always giggle and say, if you really want to understand partners in pain, and ladies, forgive me, go to a restaurant by yourself at lunchtime and find a table next to a group of women who are there talking. And what you'll notice is that most times the conversation is complaining and commiserating. And when we become one with our pain, when we become one with our partners in pain, we are unable to free ourselves. And, you know, the gift of this lifetime is that it's the opportunity to free yourself. It's the opportunity to free yourself into remembrance, to be who you are.
And to free ourselves is a process because we are complicated. You know, I have been on the journey for many, many years. And the one thing I know is ogres have layers.
That's my best Shrek reference ever. I love that one. Ogres have layers. I love that one.
And so many of us on the path seem to joke how our learnings seem to spiral, that we seem to revisit some issues, but from a slightly different perspective.
Right.
And that our journey is ever refining, ever evolving, ever expanding. And that's truly one of the ways in which we learn through contrast and discernment.
Well, of course we do. And, you know, not only that, we have all these amazing energetics on our planet. We have crystals, we have energies, we have each other, we have so many beautiful teachers and masters, and we're at this extraordinary moment where more and more of the spiritual teachers are finally realizing it's about cooperation instead of competition. It's about recognizing that for every student, there is a teacher, and for every teacher, there is a student, and that we are all the students. We are all the teachers. And I'm so excited, Sri, because we have such a beautiful guest here today, someone who's just so precious and has such an extraordinary background. I'm just so excited to have from Earthkeeper, James Tiburon is with us today.
You know, and James Tiburon is, I haven't talked to him personally yet. I have tuned into his work and his life a little bit, and I love the fact that he began his professional career as an engineer and a geologist.
He sounds like you.
And began to gather an appreciation and a recognition of Gaia and the planetary system, which began to evolve into a recognition of Earth energies, crystals, gems, sacred sites, vortexes, portals. You know, and the more we look, the more we see, and the more we see, the more we are humbled. And James Tiburon is a person that has truly dedicated himself to his own path of evolution. He's authored several books and is contributing to the Sedona Journal of Enlightenment, his channels from Archangel Metatron for the last 7 years. So truly another citizen of the world. We're delighted to welcome James to the show.
Namaste, James. Welcome.
Me and Kara, and it is an honor to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you for the gift of joining us. We are truly delighted to have you with us. You know, I love that you are a citizen of the world, because truly universal citizenry, citizens of the world of Gaia, are it's such a joy. So thank you for carrying that energy.
Thank you very much. I actually lived outside the United States for 30 years, and so I sort of became a citizen of the world by just by living in these places and seeing other cultures and seeing the commonality of the nation of humanity.
Well, I recognize that and appreciate it, because so often we become habituated to a singular point of view when we're only in one culture and we haven't had the gift of sprinkling ourselves with other perspectives. We tend to fixate. We tend to stagnate a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, and James, I just love what you were sharing is that, you know, I remember when Sri and I took the leap and moved down here to Guatemala several years ago, I have to admit, I was terrified at first. I really was. As much as my heart had called me and I wanted to live here, yet the blessing of having the true gift of living in a country that's not your birth country and being able to experience more cultures and travel extensively is that we become so appreciative of our divine human family. And it sounds like you really collected a lot along the way. Did you spend time in a lot of different countries during those 30 years?
I did. I lived in South America for 9 years, and I lived in Africa for 6 years. I lived in India. I lived in the Middle East and in Russia. And so I also traveled to a lot of other places from those points. I didn't realize you were in Guatemala. That is such a magnificent country. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, we're enjoying it very much. Our heart called us here. You know, if you were in South America for a while, it's very passionate in this area of the country. And we love the passion, but there's a gift of, we live among the indigenous Maya and work extensively with them. And the blessing is that there is this gift of connection to our planet. And this is one of the things I'm so excited to talk to you about is Earthkeeper and everything that you do, because when we can harvest the jewels of the planet without hurting the planet, we become such a brilliant web of light and crystalline energy. And certainly with your background, this is something that you've really taken to a new level.
Well, you know, I have always had a love for the Earth. I grew up in Arkansas, which is a geological wonder in many ways. A lot of people don't realize that the largest singular crystalline quartz deposit on the planet is in Arkansas. And then after I graduated from university, I moved to Brazil, which is the other enormous deposit of quartz. And so I have always had this great appreciation of nature. And in my work in geology and in engineering, I began experience that certain places on the earth were very, very special, and that I could go to these places and reach a deeper part of myself. And so at about that same time, I was reading Edgar Cayce, and so I had my transformation from being a Baptist from Arkansas to a metaphysician through the works of Edgar Cayce.
Okay, hold the phone. We got to stop right there. So I have to hear about this, James. So you're this fabulous, you know, Arkansas Baptist. You're doing your geology. You're learning all the things.
Yeah. You've been being bathed in crystalline energy.
Exactly. And then, I just love how you chose this. Tell me, how did that awakening come for you? Was it one of those kind of push me, pull you things? Was it instantaneously? I mean, Cayce is such a wonderful doorway. How did that happen for you? How did you make the leap? What happened?
Well, it was an interesting story, so thank you for asking. My grandfather was a Baptist minister, and my father was a Baptist deacon. And I actually joined the church and became quote-unquote saved on three different occasions because I could never quite get into it.
And, I love that you needed three times.
There were so many limitations, that made me question, is this it? We ask to be saved and then we go to heaven forever? And so I was sitting on the banks of the Amazon River, 300 miles west of Manaus. The Amazon River, and this is in 1978, the Amazon River in that location is 13 kilometers wide and 100 meters deep.
Huge.
And I was the only American on the location, the only English speaker, and then a German man came for a few days, another engineer, and he left me a stack of books to read. One of those books, among the other Lewis L'Amour Westerns, which were quite popular on work sites, was There Is a River by Thomas Suger, the biography of Edgar Cayce. I read it cover to cover, and I found my answers. I understood then the laws of karma, the laws of reincarnation, the nature of our life, and it absolutely transformed me. And I was walking on air for days, and from that point forward, I had a tremendous hunger, and for the next 30 years, I always lived in countries that were not English-speaking, and I didn't watch television. So for 30 years, I would come home once a year, get a suitcase full of books, and read metaphysics.
Well, what a great way to spend some time. I'm actually going, yay. I mean, that's awesome. I love where you were, and I love how this came to you, because isn't it true that whether we look for it or not, when we allow ourselves to just be available, the universe will put it in front of us. I mean, for example, you were given all these books, and yet you were able to really say, okay, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read it cover to cover. And you were able to follow your own heart, your own pathway. And it sounds like from there, everything just kind of mushroomed.
Well, I often tell people that my life makes a lot more sense in retrospect than it did while I was going through it. And, in retrospect, I was in a life setup situation where it was relatively easy for me to read. I had a tremendous hunger for spiritual information. And
yeah.
So because I didn't have a great deal of interest in television in foreign countries, I did eventually learn to speak three other languages, but I read metaphysics, and you are exactly right, because at each point when I would feel like I was advancing, another book would come along, another experience mm-hmm. would come along, and mm-hmm. And it was just a beautiful experience, but it makes a lot more sense to me now than it did while I was going through it.
Yeah, that absolutely feels so true. And I must admit, I smile as I hear that. So I have to ask, obviously, you didn't just say one day, I'm going to channel Archangel Metatron. So how did that happen? 2007, scroll us ahead. All of a sudden, now you're bringing through Archangel Metatron. What's the story? How did that happen for you?
Well, thank you again for asking that question. And when I was living in Africa, I had the opportunity I was living in a French-speaking country in Africa, right along the equator, and there were several coup d'etats there. My wife and son and I actually got rescued by the French Foreign Legion in one circumstance.
Wow.
And, that was quite traumatic, and we flew to London. And while we were in London for several days, while the situation calmed down, we went to a psychic fair, and in London there was just a wealth of Hindu palmists and readers.
Yeah.
Came upon one that was incredibly talented. We just went there because every Sunday they had one at a certain hotel in London, and she told me that there was a Native American standing behind me, and he's telling me to do a vision quest. And I didn't think much about it at the time, and about 6 months later, I was in Alberta, Canada. And I also went to a psychic fair, and this time I was alone in that beautiful energy near Banff, Canada, and I got the same information. There's a Native American standing behind you, and he's telling you to do a vision quest. And this was in 1995. And so that sat with me, and then I began having dreams of vision quest. This Native American kept coming to me. And so I didn't know much about, at that time, the Red Path, and I finally went on the Internet. I found a person who facilitated Lakota Modality Vision Quest, but my dream was that I had to do it for 5 days, not 3 days. I'm a large person, and at that time, I was about 6'5" and 290 pounds, and so I knew I had to fast for 5 days, and so for 7 years in a row, I went to sacred places, including Tecate, Mexico, the Sedona National Forest, the mountains in Flagstaff, around the San Francisco peaks, the caldera there.
Yeah,
and so I fasted for 5 days, no food or water for the entire 5 days. And it was actually six because you had to make prayer ties. And on the third day, they would give me a cup of herbal essence each day.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happened the first 2 years other than I had a lot of time to contemplate. And because I was still working while I was doing this, I had to do it during December. That was the only time I could get away without people looking for me in my job. But as it worked out, my vision quest would always end on the December 21st solstice, which is a powerful time. And so on my third year, I had an incredible out-of-body experience. I I had a vision of a Native American, the one that had been in my dreams, and he was showing me how there are other realities and other dimensions. And so for the next 4 years after that, I would go once a year, fast. I would take 7 days, and I would do the 5-6 day fast, and I had incredible visions. And at the end of my last vision quest, I was told to go to South America and to fast again in the Himalayas of Bolivia, which I did. And from that point forward, which was 2007, actually in late 2006, I began channeling Archangel Metatron.
Well, there's quite a lot of spiritual preparation there, and I know there's more stories to share, but right now what we're going to do is take a little commercial break, and we're going to invite our listeners to pause for a moment and take in what's been shared. And our lines, we're going to start addressing some of the callers here right after this break.
And if you want to jump in the queue, go ahead, guys. I think the queue is just about full, but if it's busy, you can always call back, 888-627-6008.
And so we'll return to our conversation with James Tiburon right after these messages.
Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you.
You know, I am so excited because today we're talking about, hey, are you living your spiritual journey or not? And what a great guest we have.
James has just shared with us this commitment of tenacity that he displayed. And I want to underscore what I think is an important point for all of us to remember. If you choose to awaken, it takes tenacity. You know, every once in a while you run into somebody who says, you know, I got hit by a bolt of lightning and it was all good after that. Well, I'm sorry, that's the exception.
Well, you know, but really, and aren't we all kind of hit by our own? You know, James, I'm laughing here with you because I love in your story, I love the areas you've been called to and the affinities. It's like touching areas where you left behind energies of your soul that were going to be there for you to reclaim. Have you ever had that sense when you were visiting these places?
You bring up an absolutely brilliant point, and that is exactly what occurred. And so that's very, very poignant. And yes, all of the places, almost all of the places that I was drawn to were places that I felt like I had left an energy packet that was awaiting for me. And
I think, I just want to concur with you because it excites me to hear that. I think that we all have some gifts, some treasures that we've left behind for ourselves. And these sacred sites are often the repositories. And sometimes there's other sites. However, I know that, you know, as you shared about being at the San Francisco Peaks and in South America, et cetera, there are so many unique vortices and energy spots on the planet, and they all carry gifts. And so I'm just smiling, a big smile, to hear you share this with people because it's a reminder for all of us that we need to take action. You know, don't sit on the couch. Get out there and do what your heart is calling you to do. And step by step, day by day, you'll arrive at where you're meant to be.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, James, as you have embodied this and really, you really jumped head forward and said, okay, I surrender. When did you finally make that leap that just said, okay, you know, I loved earlier, I was smiling when you said, well, I was working then, because of course you're working now. And I understand the reference. When did you make the leap? What was it for you? What was that moment that said, this, my spiritual life is my life and I'm not going to do anything other than that anymore? When did that leap happen for you?
Well, Kara, I had my spiritual awakening, as I mentioned, in Brazil, and I lived in Brazil 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And there were so many times when I thought that my 3D job was not my real calling and that I should quit what I was doing and moved to an ashram in India. In retrospect, had I have done that, I would not have the knowledge. I would not have seen the places regarding power nodes that I have now. So part of my realization was very often much of our lesson occurs in what may seem as mundane 3D. My call to action was to keep studying. And so I was a student, a devout student of metaphysics, as an expatriate, as a foreigner, for 30 years. And literally, I would read 1 to 2 books a week. And I did that for 30 years. And so my call to action was really the vision questing. And so to your point, those were difficult for me. I didn't know what prayer ties were. And so when I took 7 days of vacation and my Lakota facilitator was there, he said, where are your prayer ties? And I said, what are prayer ties? And he explained I had to take 444 strips of cloth, put sacred tobacco in them, say a prayer, and tie them in a circle. And so I said, well, you know, I'm basically just wanting to fast. That may be your belief system, but it's not necessarily mine. And he said, well, the elders won't be there if you don't do it this way. And so I did it. And on the third or fourth day in Tecate, Mexico, on a Yaqui reservation at night when I'm going into altered states, and because of my body weight, it took me 3 to 4 days to start getting into that visionary state, I understood why those prayer ties were there. And nonetheless, the first 2 years that I did it, I said to myself several times, particularly in Arizona when it was cold and there was snow on the ground and I had a sleeping bag inside a 7-foot diameter circle, I thought to myself, why am I here? What on earth am I doing at my age, laying on the ground and freezing to death on my vacation? But the rewards were there. And although it took 3 years before I had a vision, that vision answered so much. I recognized, I experienced firsthand that there are other realities, that there are other dimensions that through perseverance and effort we can learn how to navigate within. And within those higher states were many teachers, were experiences of my higher self that evolved me and allowed me the opportunity to understand so much more. But you are absolutely right. It is effort that is required. Action must follow intent.
Absolutely. I love that you're saying that. And I just want to underscore that for all of our listeners to remember that the gift is when we apply spiritual tenacity, meaning that we make a commitment and have the tenacity to see it through and trust our inner wisdom, because everything you're describing is about living that spiritual life through trusting your inner wisdom. And I just want to say that I just have so much love and respect for you that you said, okay, year one, no vision, year two, no vision, yet within my heart, within my soul, something's going on. I'm going to keep going. That's when we have the divine recognition of the universe flowing through us. And you know, Sri,
that's called trust.
It is. And when we can let go of that fear and doubt. And so speaking of letting go and all of that, we have these amazing callers standing by.
We have some beautiful callers that have been very patient. And so let's go to the lines and we'll start with line two and invite Katrina to the conversation.
Namaste, Katrina. Welcome.
Oh, namaste, and what an incredible show, and thank you for your guests. You know, my heart is over here between the crying and the joy is just flowing, because this is exact message. You know, I've been praying from early morning on. just this
beautiful,
just flowing crystalline light. So thank you. So being selfish, I still just want to so reading because honestly, you guys doing so great jobs to explaining everything.
Oh, well, Katrina, first of all, Angel, I want to thank you for calling in today and for really allowing your heart to be open to receive. And I want, if you can, Angel, bring your hand to your heart and take in a deep cleansing breath. And in this moment, I need to share with you that all the angels that are around you right now, and there are a lot, and many who don't even have names, that I'm asking for names, and they're just in this beautiful collective around you, and they all keep saying the same thing. Everything will resolve as you love yourself and remember the truth of who you are. Everything will resolve as you remember the truth of who you are. And they're saying one step you can do to remember the truth of who you are is to continually connect with your divine breath and smile on the exhale. There is a gift in your smile that has not been harnessed yet. And that there, I see what's going on with you right now. And what I can share with you is that you are a beautiful, brilliant, wisdom-filled woman. My goodness, you carry incredible energy. And it's time for you to remember that that's your role and you have the right to do that.
And so, beloved one, thank you for lending your energy to this call. And James, if you care to contribute, feel free to jump in. And Katrina, namaste.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
namaste,
just the one point that I wish to mention. Some people, the first book that I wrote was about sacred sites, and I looked at it from a geological point of view, where I found that there are certain mineralogical composites that change the ionic ratio and affect our auric field. And but people have said to me, the entire Earth is sacred, and that is absolutely right. So the way that we define sacred sites are that there are certain places on the Earth that are more embellished with specific energies that thin the veil, that develop for specific reasons an ability to open our pineal gland. And so, yes, the entire Earth is sacred, but there are living cathedrals across the Earth that can help us in many ways to find that higher self.
Beautiful, beautiful and well said. And for those that are called to make those journeys, the rewards are waiting for you.
Always.
We're going to say thank you to Katrina. Let's go to line three and welcome Sonia from San Francisco.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
We're delighted to do so.
How can we serve you?
I just wanted to call in. I was so excited, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys. I'm on this path of awakening and ascension and just, you know, really delighted. I got picked for the call. I'm so excited. I don't know what else to say. I'm just on this path now and kind of had this awakening about 2 years ago, and since then, so many great things have happened in my life.
Well, you know, Sonia, I just want to share with you that, first of all, my heart is just smiling around you. And again, there is never an accident the week that your call gets selected to go on air. And I know you know that. And I'm kind of giggling with delight here because you're carrying this energy right now of like little crystals. And when I say little, it's because there's a lot of them. It's like if you like bring your energy to your feet right now and feel your feet. And it's as if you're walking through this pathway of beautiful crystals. And I'm also seeing them on your rings, fingers on your hands, on your toes. I'm seeing them in your hair. It's like there's this crown that's around you, and everything around you is saying, keep it fun, keep it light, keep it real. And that's the message they keep saying to you. Keep it fun, keep it light, keep it real. Meaning if things start feeling too serious or too heavy, then you need to look at why and remember the truth of who you are. And you are, you have a very strong crystal affinity, which is probably why your call got on today, because look at the beautiful energy of crystalline energy that you're surrounding yourself with. And the other thing they're saying to me, particularly for you right now, rose quartz. You've got rose quartz all over you, and I would strongly encourage you to work with some rose quartz, to hold a nice piece of rose quartz and just ask it to reveal to you, because you're at this moment of learning. And they're telling me the number three, which is probably why they gave you three things in the beginning, 3 days, 3 months, 3 years. And so dive deeply for the next three days into receiving the messages, and then take the next 3 months to live them. And then you've got to call me back, because I'm already sitting here smiling and filled with love, because I see the gifts coming forward for you. And I am so excited you called today. And James, do you have anything you'd like to share with Sonia?
Well, just Sonia, that we are in a very, very special astrological energy phase. We are now entering a Mercury retrograde, which offers an ability to look inward very, very deeply. And there is a full moon total eclipse occurring on October the 8th, and there is a solar eclipse occurring 14 days later on the 23rd of October. So we have all of these things happening. It is an absolutely powerful time on the planet, very intense energies, but this can be used to go deep and to receive very, very powerful interfaces with divinity.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you both. And
thank
I want to
Angel.
Let you both know that I have a big rose quartz right next to me. It's a heart.
I love it. Don't you love affirmation? I love it. Thank you.
And just to bring one more smile to your face, you reached us today on line three.
I love it.
So have a beautiful afternoon. Many
blessings. Love you, Angel. Namaste. Do we want to take another caller, Sri, or let's move forward?
We're going to move forward. We have more callers standing by. We will get to you in a few minutes.
Just be patient, angels.
But I wanted to bring our attention back to sacred sites.
Mm-hmm.
James, in particular, you mentioned Arkansas and the crystalline energy there, and certainly Brazil is quite famous. The Himalayas have their own quality of quartz crystals. I have some really special quartz that came from the Ural Mountains in Russia, singing at a very high frequency. I'm just curious about what perspectives you might share with us as one who travels, you know, this beautiful globe. How do we go about recognizing where we are to be? Can you offer some suggestions to the listeners?
I think it's a question of, and that's a great question, and I think it is an issue of trusting our inner guidance. In my life, looking back, I always seem to go either consciously or unconsciously to the places that were waiting for me. So I think that we have to trust that higher energy of divinity, that once we are on the path, that once our energy is in alignment with higher self, then the divine mind, which operates very fluidly in dream states and through intuition and comes through clearly when we are in the right balance, headed the right direction with open hearts, then we go to those places we're meant to go to. So I did spend quite a bit of time in Russia, and Russia is a magnificent country, and it is. I've been to Lake Baikal in eastern Siberia, and it is absolutely surrounded by Buddhist monasteries, and a lot of people don't realize that. And it is just the entire country is at one of those latitudes, between latitudes that offer incredible balance. Lake Baikal is on between the 50th and 55th latitude, which contains so many powerful places on the earth. So certain latitudes offer unique balances as well, as do certain elevations and certain mineralogies. And
So
I really have a great affinity for crystals and gemstones that come from the Ural Mountains, Lake Baikal, the banks of Lake Baikal are lined with lapis lazuli, which is a very, very powerful and inexpensive gemstone. Edgar Cayce recommended lapis lazuli to open the pineal gland. He recommended lapis lazuli more than any other gemstone. And it's found in the Himalayas, and it's found in Chile. But it's also in minor non-mine deposits all over.
Well, beautiful. And it's certainly one of those ones that was in the headgear of the Egyptian priests as well.
Absolutely. But I love, James, what you were just sharing about how it's also available unmined, because I see that as a witness for the universe, as a witness for our planet, for people to say the gems are there, meaning the gems within. That you can harvest these gems within, and yet we have these beautiful, tangible reminders if we allow ourselves to be open or to learn how to discover these openings. So what a beautiful gift. What a treasure.
Yes, gemstones are lights along the path. They can be assistants, but it is still ourselves. It is still the person that must do the work.
Exactly.
Gemstones actually refract light if they are translucent or transparent. The opaque ones put out an electromagnetic field that is very, very balancing to our aura. And so they are helpers, but they are not the path. We must walk the path.
Exactly, exactly. And speaking of helpers here, we have a caller who has a question for you, James. So let's go to line 3 and welcome Kimber from Ohio.
Namaste, Kimber. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. How can we serve you today?
Well, I have had a starseed astrological readings. I've been kind of on the path for a while and had my hands in a lot of cookie jars, kind of not knowing where to go. But I was told this year specifically that there's a strong thing for me to be involved with crystals and healing the earth. And I even was sent some of the Giza crystals that were charged there many years ago. They're only given to, like, certain star seeds that are supposed to go to certain areas and bury them. So I'm wondering if he has any information, any guidance for me on how to get started.
Sri, could you? I could not understand all of the question. Would you be able to repeat some of that, please?
Sure, I can. I can summarize it.
Okay.
Or, go ahead, sweetheart. Well, essentially, what I'm hearing is that Kimber said that she has been guided and given information that this is a big year for her to be working with crystals, that she received some Giza crystals that have been energized, that are given to some certain star seeds to rebury into the earth. And she's really looking for guidance on how to get started on this aspect of her life.
Thank you. And that's an excellent question. Crystals are very unique. Quartz crystal is silicon dioxide. And as you may be aware, it is silicon that stores memory on our computers. That's why they call it Silicon Valley. And so silicon has very many scientific properties that we're just starting to understand that tie into metaphysics in certain ways. Crystals are transmitters, they are receivers, and they also emit electricity. And this is a fact. They are piezoelectric in the sense that they can put out an energy wave. So they're programmable. And so if you have received a Giza crystal that has a special message, that has a special vibration, that will be transmitted through that crystal. And if you take those crystals to certain points on the earth, an axial tonal line will occur. An axial tonal line is a connection to the source. And in this case, it could be the divine message that has been instilled in that crystal and to the King's Chamber and at the pyramids and in Giza. And so very often when we do pilgrimages, we will take crystals that are embedded with messages. We recently returned from Temple Mount in Israel in May of this year, and we buried crystals all along the places in Israel for world peace. And so crystals are transmitters. And when you place them in other areas of the earth that are powerful, and you will know where to place them. They connect those. An axiotonal line, by the way, is a scientific property as well in many ways. For example, if you hit a C note on a piano and you have a tuning fork in the key of C, that tuning fork will automatically start vibrating, as will the other keys on the piano that are in C. The same thing occurs with sacred sites. If you have, for example, a sacred site of metamorphic granite that has a certain vibration, and granite is 40% quartz, it will vibrate with other places across the planet in the same way. And so using crystals to bring messages to promote peace, to promote spirituality, and placing them in other sacred places is a very powerful thing to do. And probably in another lifetime, you were a person that worked with crystals and has a knowledge that will come to you on how to work with these, which ones to use, and how to program them.
You know,
that is so beautifully said. Well, Kimber, I just want to share with you.
In Ohio, there's a serpent mound, and having I felt like there's a connection there.
Absolutely.
So, Kimber, the one thing I want to jump in is say this to you, because we're running out of time and we have lots of other callers, is this. The message that I keep hearing as James was sharing with you is you need to trust your guidance.
Trust.
So you don't need to be asking us now where to go. You've got, all I'm hearing around you is you have everything you need, but it's time for you to trust yourself, and that's where your true growth will come in. And so I'm so glad you called today. Namaste, beloved one, and thank you.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel.
You're welcome. And for all of our listeners, we're going to take a little station break. But before we do, we invite you to take a deep conscious breath and continue breathing. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sriram Ka, and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.shriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's shriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted that you're with us today, and we're also delighted to be sharing time and messages with James Timmeron of earthkeeper.com.
Well, in this extraordinary first week of October, which is, as we've mentioned, the month of the inward journey. And again, if you have not been to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, go watch the short video we posted about this month. This is a game changer, guys. This month is a game changer, and I love that James is our guest to kick off this powerful month, as we're, 3 days from this incredible game-changing full lunar eclipse, and we're just, not too much further to that partial solar eclipse at the 23rd. So, beloved angels, this is a beautiful month about the inward journey with the passion of living your truth. It's an incredibly gift. It's really a gift.
And as you go inward, as you listen to that voice that may have been dismissed mm-hmm. in other times, take with you your journal. Take with you the crystals you're called to work with.
Absolutely.
And remember, the X factor is you.
So true.
It all happens because of your commitment, your tenacity, your willingness to ignite your ascended passion and take action.
Absolutely.
And speaking of ignition and action, James, I know that you have a lot of things going on. I've been to your website. There's rich resources at earthkeeper.com. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up and your community.
And you have this great event coming up next May. Tell us what's up.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. And yes, we're having the 2015 Earthkeeper Colorado Stargate. It will be in Denver, Colorado from May 29th to June 1st. And a lot of our mission is about bringing science into metaphysics. We believe that the scientific omits the sacred, and the sacred often omits the scientific. And so
Amen.
We attempt to explain Earth energies, explain auric fields from a scientific basis. We believe that much of what is happening with the solar radiation is changing the ionic ratio of the planet, and that this opens the pineal gland. So this gathering will be a great, great accumulation and collation of spiritual teachers, including the grandson of Edgar Cayce, Dr. Charles Thomas Cayce, John Van Auken, the executive director of the Edgar Cayce Foundation, an author of 38 books, a wonderful, warm person, Dr. Robert Schock, who is a New York Times best-selling author and a famous geologist. He was the one that discovered and received academic recognition that the Sphinx is much older than the pyramids. We have Graham Hancock, who will be speaking about his new book, The Magic of the Gods, and he is the author of Fingerprints of the Gods. We will have mm-hmm. David Hatcher Childress, who's another prolific author. He's the voice of the Ancient Aliens series. We will have Dr. Rick Strassman, who talks about the pineal gland. And we will also have Joanne Parks with Max, the Crystal Skull, and Michelle Nocerino, the daughter of Nick Nocerino, with the crystal skull that Nick found in Guatemala, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great collection of wonderful people, wonderful speakers, and that will be May 29th through June 1st in Denver.
And is that all at earthkeeper.com? Can people find it there?
Yes, thank you for that. It is available. All the information is available on our website, www.earth-keeper.com.
All right, guys, remember that dash. It's earth-keeper.com.
And one thing I want to also underscore is there are many individuals that are carrying wisdom, energy, and are truly, let's just call them the spice in the stew.
why not?
And why not sample the spices? Because we are co-creating a new reality together.
You know, we really are. And we're initiating this incredibly powerful month. You know, whether you're catching this show live, whether you're grabbing us in the archives, remember that the energy of this moment is yours to harness, is yours to carry forward, as we have truly been discussing the gift of, are you living your spiritual life or not? It's time to come out.
And for our callers we didn't get to today, we want
call
to say
back next week.
Thank you. Feel free, any of you, if you have a question that you would like addressed, you can send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com. And of course, call back at on these lines next Sunday. We'll be delighted to move you further up into the queue. And
because, you know, it always goes too fast. And speaking of going too fast, James, we would love to have you back in December. We have a very powerful December. Would you join us again in December?
I would be honored to do so. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, thank you. It would be our joy.
And it's certainly been a pleasure to be with you. But before we end today, I just want to invite you to take a moment and consider this question. If you had but one moment to impart some wisdom to the brothers and sisters here, what would you say?
To trust the self and to remember that action is required in the third dimension. We can have ideals, we can have goals, but we have to put them into action. And to remember that very often people on the path are very, very sensitive and are sometimes too critical of themselves. And mm-hmm. So it is important to remember that there is no honor in self-condemnation, that you must recognize that you are a spark of divinity, you must love yourself, and you must work to be happy. And to enact the goals. We are co-creators of the new earth, and by holding those higher vibrations, we will bring into reality that better world that we all know can be created.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm clapping, yay, because that is just such a beautiful synopsis of spiritual truth, indeed.
And we want to say thank you for your wisdom and summarizing things so eloquently. And to all of our listeners, we say thank you. Take a deep breath, and may you know that all is truly well. We'll see you next week. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com and check out more information at sriankiraradio.com. See you next week. Namaste.